Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Avayin Reziva Kahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav says, Hamagarshas Isha, if a man divorces his wife, and in this case she's not a Ketana, she's just a regular woman, Vechzir, and then he remarries her, Muteres Lo Yavam, she's allowed to marry the Yavam. And the Chiddush over here is that she's not considered Grushas Achiv. We know that if a man's married, and then he divorces his wife, his brother's not allowed to marry that woman, because she's Grushas Achiv, the divorced wife of his brother. However, over here, even though the fellow divorces his wife, since he remarried her, she loses that status of Grushas Achiv, and when he dies without children, the brother's allowed to be miyabim her. However, Rabbi Eliezer asers, and that's because of Gzeira based off of what the end of the Mishnah teaches us. Also, if a man divorces his wife who's a Yisayma, meaning she's a Ketana, and the marriage is only Midrabanon, Vechzir, and then he remarried her, Mutaris Liyavam, she's also Mutar to the Yavam. Again, there's no Isser of Grushas Achiv. However, Rabbi Eliezer asers in this case as well. Now, here's a case that everyone agrees to, and that Rabbi Eliezer bases himself off of why he asers the previous cases. Ketana, she is Aviv and his Garsha, a Ketana whose father married her off and she got divorced. Now this marriage is considered Mida Iraisa, because a father is allowed to marry his daughter off Mida Iraisa, and that means that her Gershin is Mida Iraisa. Now what's her status? Kisayim Bachaya Av. She is considered like an orphan in the life of her father. Even though her father is alive, she's still considered an orphan in as much as that when she gets remarried, it's only Mida Rabbanon and not Mida Iraisa. So Chzira, in this case, if her husband remarries her, everyone agrees that she's usher to the Yavam, and that's because she's considered Grushas Achiv. When she got divorced, that was a divorce midiraisa, and when she got remarried, that was only a remarriage midirabanon, so the Yavam's not allowed to marry her. And then we've got to Mishnah Zayin with a few complicated cases. Two brothers that are married to two sisters who are Yisoymas Ketanois, meaning the marriage is only midirabanon. And one of their husbands dies without children. So she goes free because of a Chais Isha. She's the sister of the other wife. So the Yavam can't be miyavim her. The same thing applies if these two men are married to two sisters who are chershois, they're deaf mute, and this marriage is also only midrabanon. Now let's say gdailu ktana. These two brothers are married to two sisters, but one of them is a gdaila and one of them is a ktana, which means the marriage to the gdaila is midaraisa, and the marriage to the ktana is only midrabanon. So meiz balash ktana. If the husband of the ktana dies, teitzei haktana mishum achayis isha, so the ktana goes free because of achayis isha, and the husband of the gdaila is not allowed to be miyabim her. Now let's say meiz balash gdaila. The husband of the gdaila dies. So Rabbi Ezra tells us, melamdes haktana. We teach the Ketana to do Miyun to her husband. And that's because her marriage to her husband is only Midrabanon. But the Zikas Yibum that now exists is Midai Raisa. So therefore we teach her to do Miyun. Now there's no marriage whatsoever. And the Yavam could be Miyabim, his Yavama. However, Rabbi Gamliel says, Imiyana. If she does Miyun, so great. But Vimlav, if not, so Tantana Shetagdil, she waits until she grows up, and she goes free because of a Chais Isha. However, Rabbi Shua says, then in this case we say the following, Eloi al Ishtai vi Eloi al Eshes Achiv, woe to him in regards to his wife, and woe to him in regards to the wife of his brother. The husband of the Ketana has to divorce his wife with a get. That's because he has a zika mida iraisa to the other woman, and his marriage is only midrabanan to his wife, so he has to divorce his wife. However, he can't do yibum. He has to do chalitza to the wife of his brother. It's because, since he just divorced his wife, the wife of his brother is asrat him because of a chais grushasai, so he's not allowed to be married to either of them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.